Blog Talk Radio.
Compare laughter and dark easily.
Welcome everyone to another Wednesday night. Oh, I hope your week has went so well so far. And welcome. This is The Art of Seduction and this is Naomi Sarah back from a long summer, back on the radio show, back to all your wonderful poetry that I can't wait to dive into. And tonight is our seductive show where we read your sultry and seductive and scintillating ink that fills us with warm shivers and sighs. And I hope you're all doing well and all tucked in with candlelight and like Pam, a nice glass of wine. And so without waiting any farther, I'd like to welcome Pam aboard. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Naomi. How's it going?
It's going great. Going hot, but going good.
I get that. We had cooler weather today, but the whole weekend before today, oh my gosh, we were in like the 90s and it was too much for me. So it felt good to get the rain last night and to be down to like in the 70s today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was in the 90s here, yeah. It was hot. It's hot for here, Quebec, my grandson, you know. We're not used to this weather. And so we're all like, you know. But, in some countries, they're used to it. But here, you know, we're not used to it at all. So, yeah, it's kind of, but, you know, we'll take it, you know, for September, because August was rainy and dreadful and, you know, not too warm at all. So, yeah, I'm ravishing in it. So I'm just, you know, taking cold showers every 5 minutes. But, you know, yeah. So,
after
yeah, I
see it. You'll need an extra cold shower.
Yeah. And I see, I want to say hi to Phil on the board and Jenny. Jenny's with us. Hi, Jenny. I'm so happy you're there. And what was that? Hello, 724. Welcome aboard. Do we have
a
caller?
That's Ed Hunter. That's Ed Hunter.
Oh, hi, Ed. Oh, wow. Nice to hear you tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay for a little bit and
okay.
Read my poem and listen to everyone here.
Okay, good. So we'll get started because we have loads of poetry on the board. So Pam, what will be our first write-up?
All right. Well, first of all, welcome, Ed. Glad you could join us. And our first poem up will be, I Can't Stop Thinking of You by Amanda Liu. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, so Can't Stop Thinking of You by Amanda Liu. Oh, I love her name, Amanda Liu. Late at night, lying on my bed, the satin sheet too hot. My thighs are warm, tingling, burning with blood flowing. I see every crinkly wrinkle, when your eyes smile. I see your teeth, cute, a little crooked, a little interestingly stained when your lips smile, only to lick your thick neck, your toes, your arms. I can taste it. I think of your face on mine, your tongue, your fingers in my mouth, lying on my bed, my breath on fire, my body in heat. I can't stop thinking of you. End poem. That was a wonderful write by Amanda Liu. Oof. What a write to start off the night. My gracious. Yeah, it got the thighs warm and tingling and the burning with blood flowing. Oh, this was hot. This was an awesome write. What did you think, Ed, of this write?
Oh, it was very romantic and steamy, central, and you've done a wonderful job reading it. It brings out the feeling when you have a good reader, and I really enjoyed it. I think one of my favorite ones was something different. I see your teeth cute and a little crooked. You know, that's and a little interesting stain. That's life. That's the way she sees him. And I thought that was really interesting to put that in instead of that's what she saw, and she loves that part of him.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, that was a nice little touch. It made the right, the whole right just seem so more personal and authentic just by putting in those little details there. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I really like this. It's a stunning sensual rite. And I like how it combines sensuality and romanticism. And I, too, really like the attention to detail with I see every crinkly wrinkle when your eyes smile. I see your teeth cute and a little crooked. That idea of loving someone, imperfections at all. I also really like how she has certain lines where, like, it says, your tongue, your fingers in my mouth, that kind of have a sense of floating away from the other stanzas, as if they represent the way her mind is floating away to thoughts of her true love. You know, so just a wonderful sensual rite all the way through and very well done.
Yeah, I agree, Pam. I love how she, she wrote this, you know, the part where that you mentioned the way she laid the poem out on the page is really, really amazing. It brings emphasis to different parts of it. So wonderfully done, Amanda Luke. And what will be our next rite, Pam?
Up next, we have In the Happy Dreams by Daniel Duhaime. And go ahead, please, Ed, and give that a read for us.
Okay, thank you. In the Happy Dreams, in the Sandman's realm of stardust, surrounded by intoxicating melodies, floating aimlessly in empty space, where the place of dreams reside. Plucked from the moonlight upon a beach of stars, floating off into a state of euphoria, reaching the boundaries of nirvana. Dust-filled memories enter the ether with happy regrets, closing off the doorway to serenity. End poem.
What a beautiful rite by Daniel Duhaime, In the Happy Dreams. But, you know, dust-filled memories enter the ether with happy regrets, closing off the doorway to serenity. So there's kind of, I feel like, something sad going on, closing off the doorway to serenity. It's like, you know, that something sad going on at the end there. But, you know, the way his words are laid out in the Sandman, in that first stanza there, wow, you know. But all through, just an amazing rite. Your thoughts, Pam, on the rite?
Well, I do have to agree with you. The end lines are quite the juxtaposition to the title. You know, you have a title of In the Happy Dreams, and then the ending does add sadness to it. But I guess when you have a theme like thinking of you, people are going to take it one of two ways. They're going to either be thinking of somebody that they're in love with in the moment and they have a beautiful, healthy, happy relationship with them, or a returned love, or they're going to be thinking of a love they once had. And I feel like within this rite, Daniel speaks on a love that was once had. I really thought this was a beautiful brevity, wonderful imagery and metaphors, and really an excellent rite on thoughts that offer temporary euphoria. And I did really like the use of the word euphoria and nirvana. And so the second stanza was my favorite. Plucked from the moonlight upon a beach of stars, floating off into a state of euphoria, reaching the boundaries of nirvana. I like how that speaks on the kind of love where you almost feel as if you're touching perfection. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Yeah, touching perfection. Wow. Awesome, awesome observation, awesome comment, Pam. And Ed, you read that, wow, so beautifully. What did you think of the poem?
Well, the first stanza I really enjoyed, but it does seem to have a little bit of a sadness to it at the beginning, with the empty space floating aimlessly, and then plucked from the moonlight upon the beach of stars, it gets better. There's he's reaching for that goal, that love that he cherished in this dream of serenity. And I thought it was very well put together, and it was balanced all through the writing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wonderful observation, wonderful, interpretation of the whole poem. Wonderfully said. I say wonderful. I said a wonderful way too much in that comment.
Well, wonderful is such a wonderful word.
Wonderfully wonderful. Oh, boy. Okay, Naomi. So, yeah, amazing write by Daniel Jam here. And, he's a wonderful writer. Thank you so much, Daniel. And what will be our next poem tonight, Pam?
Well, before I go to the next poem, I did want to mention, I really liked how Ed mentioned the balance within Daniel's poem. I thought that was a great observation. So very cool there.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And up next, we have Thinking of You at Midnight by Jenny the Deep. And it goes like this. Sleeping, dreaming tonight, missing your stellar eyes, wavy satin sheets sting my thighs. Nothing feels the same when you disappear. I miss you like my lungs miss air. Wishing on stars to be tight in your arms, sleeping. Midnight reflections rise. Thoughts are flooding my mind. Waking without you by my side, I find myself craving your warm embrace, longing to kiss your face again. Off to dreamland I go to see you at midnight. End poem.
Oh, what a wonderful read that was, Pam. And, thinking of you at midnight, what a wonderful title to go with that picture. And, sleeping, dreaming tonight, missing your stellar eyes, wavy satin sheets sting my thighs. She's, and I love the she starts out, so softly and then gets into wavy satin sheets sting my thighs right away there. So she brings in the sultry there. But she mixes the sultry with the romantic side, in the second part, so well. I love the sentence, the line, I miss you like my lungs miss air. Wow, that's beautiful. And Ed, what did you think of Jenny's write?
This was a very emotional poem that many can relate. It's with so much love for someone that they're craving for, that they desire, that they need a part of them. And the heading, thinking of you at midnight, what happens to most of us when we're lying in bed thinking? It seems like that happens all too much with all of us. But this was a wonderful write.
Mm, Yeah, it's very, very relatable indeed, this right. And Pam, it's a wonderful comment there, Ed. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like how this is a great combination of gentleness and yet intensity at the same time. Like you can feel the gentleness of thought and desire and love for the person, but with, you know, like lines with, like nothing feels the same when you disappear. I miss you like my lungs miss air. Is first of all, great rhyme. And second of all, it creates, as I was saying, this kind of intensity of emotion where you really feel what Jenny is feeling or what her character is feeling, that longing to be touched, to be kissed, to even be near their one that they love the most. You know, I really thought this was a wonderful write all the way through, beautiful sensuality and romantic and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderfully done, Jenny, if you're listening to us. Wow, bravo. Thank you so much for writing. And what will be our next write, Pam?
Well, that is the $10 question, isn't it?
All right. they pay you $10?
If I got paid $10 for every time I asked, then what poem do we have or what do we have next, I would be quite well off.
That's for sure.
All right. And up next, Ed, I have put your right. So go ahead.
Good.
And give it a read for us, please.
Okay. Let me see here. A memory hidden in the shadows. Nectar sipped from a euphoric heaven. Spiced apple cinnamon droplets blending syrup into a ravenous splendor. Succulent flavors induced a tantalizing warmth upon his lips. Savoring an adorning light pressure from her kiss. A little tease behind the ears, a gentle bite upon her neck. Gaze at the stars and pass through the galaxies. Listen to your partner's breathing, caress their contours. Treasure their scent, scented skin, and seek the pleasures of passion.
Wow.
And
what does Luyu say when there's an, you know, about voices, you know, that you there's something about your voice that's so, so soothing and, yeah, it is great voice, great read, Ed. And, very, you know, wonderful that you phoned in tonight to read this piece, you know, it's just amazing to hear it in your voice. It's just so, brings so much life into it, you know. And wow, you know, you have some beautiful, you know, I love scents and I love, you know, flavors. I love when, you know, that my senses are aroused in a poem. And you did this for me, you know, nectar sipped and then this spiced apple cinnamon droplets and, you know, the succulent flavors tantalizing the warmth upon my lips. You know, just and the little tease behind the ears, a gentle bite upon her neck. And then you bring in the galaxies, wow, into it. That is so romantic. You know, this, I think this is a written from the heart of a true romantic. It's sensual, but it's so romantic at the same time. So bravo. And
thank you so much.
Pam, what are your thoughts? Oh, welcome. Welcome. Pam, thank you. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this is beautiful all the way through. Amazing imagery all the way through. I really like how it has that message of connecting with a partner on both a physical and emotional level, and really about, you know, savoring the moment, you know, as it says, savoring and adorning in light pressure from her kisses, a little tease behind the ears, a gentle bite upon her neck, gaze at the stars and pass through the galaxies. I really like the line, gaze at the stars and pass through the galaxies, you know, and the idea of really being caught up in the moment and treasuring, you know, who you have beside you and what you're able to offer to each other. And it was definitely a wonderful read, Ed, and I'm glad you called in. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.
Oh, indeed. Thank you so much. That was a real treat. I asked for a trick or a treat tonight, and I got a real treat. So there you go. And what will be our next trick, Pam?
All right. Let's see here. Next, we have, give me a moment here, and we have A Night Wrapped in Satin by Fallen Brown-Eyed Angel. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay. A Night Wrapped in Satin. Love and desire have a rendezvous for us to bring our passion to fruition and ready our positions. Lips like calligraphy write love notes on my skin, fingers trace the curvature of your spine. This time is yours and mine. There will be a colliding of heartbeats and limbs shaking, just like branches on a tree on the verge of breaking. Let's reveal in the pleasure of a night wrapped in satin. End poem. Oh, what a wonderful little brevity here. You know, fingers trace the curvature of your spine. That is so, you know, when a finger goes up and down your spine there. But, you know, I love lips like calligraphy, write love notes on my skin. That is very, very romantic, that line. And also the metaphor of the tree there, the branches at the end. What did you think, Ed?
The lines that really bring you in is the very first one, love and desire have a rendezvous. And then, like you said, lips like calligraphy write love notes on my skin. That is very sensual and a beautiful. It brings out something into your mind that it's a love poem. It's not dirty. It's beautiful, and it's something that you would really love to see, love to have. You know, it was a wonderful job all the way through with this poem.
Oh, absolutely amazing comment. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this was a beautiful sensual brevity, and it is romantic, and I like that, but it also doesn't hold back with the heat, especially with that. And I do have to agree that one line is just perfection. Lips like calligraphy write love notes on my skin, fingers, and I really also like fingers trace the curvature of your spine. I have to say, you really feel the power of the love between these two people when it says there will be a colliding of heartbeats and limbs shaking. And you can feel the idea of them really getting lost in each other and, you know, fulfilling each other's needs. So wonderful, right? And very well done.
Well, absolutely. I love that comment, Pam, you know, colliding of, you know, the two people together. It's a very intimate moment. and they're sharing. So awesome comment. And where are you taking us next?
All right. And up next we have I Don't Love You and I Always Will by Joe Colt. And it goes like this. I'm watching the rows of solar lights lined up in my backyard like an airplane flickering on and off in the dusk lighting, trying with no avail to distract me, to block the memory of his romantics from seducing me in my dreams, to force the image of his debauchery from haunting my days, to make bland my tongue from yearning to taste of his fantasies. But even the dull plastic solar light of no consequence to life or death remind me of the immutable power of his poetic scented trail. I hate that he knows, and I love that he does. I don't want to want him, but love to want him. I pull away and feel his want, and want the touch of his words to breathlessly move to the tips of my desire and cause them to shiver and quake, paling all of reality. I crave the juxtaposition more than my appeal to peace. I can't stop. End poem.
Beautifully read, Tam. And, you know, I love, you know, the last, you know, I crave the juxtaposition more than my appeal to peace. I can't stop. You know, and then the way she laid the poem down, you know, with the separation between I hate that he knows and I love that he does. I don't want to want him, but love to want him. I pull away and feel his want and want the touch of his words. You know, the way she separated that, you can feel the pull and you know, the push and pull there, you know, where she wants and she doesn't want, the struggle inside of this poem, you know, that's very, very intriguing and alluring and very, very sensual. And Ed, what did you think?
This is a romantic pain for someone that wants to love, but they really can't in certain ways. And from reading, I hate that he knows and I love that he does. You know, I hate that he knows. You know, I don't want to want him, but love to want him. Them words are very unique, and it shows that they may had something together, and now they don't, and she can't love him anymore. Even though he does, but yet she's infatuated because he still loves her.
Great observation. Yeah. And it's very, very, you know, very well written here. And that was a great, great comment, Ed. And Pam, your thoughts?
This is beautiful. It's really charged with emotion. And it has, to me, a reflection of almost a love-hate relationship. Like someone that you are physically attracted to who knows how to, you know, push all the right buttons, but you know is never going to be right for you emotionally. I like the layout of this poem. I like how in the first stanza she has that split, almost like it's a representation of the two people split emotionally. And the imagery and metaphors is wonderful. Again, in the another stanza, she has that split, which I think makes a great representation. I really like the lines that you quote. I pull away and feel his want and want the touch of his words to breathlessly move to the tips of my desire and cause him to shiver and quake, paling all of reality. You know, that whole idea of just not being able to stop desiring what this person can physically offer to you, but at the same time knowing there's never going to be anything more than that. So wonderful sensual right and very well done.
And, you know, that is very well illustrated with her metaphor of, you know, in the beginning, an airplane, the strip flickering on and off. It sums it up, you know, that it's a wonderful metaphor that you put in there. And, this poet, Jo Culp, maybe she appeared over the summer when I wasn't here, but I don't remember seeing her. And wow, what a wonderful write. I look forward to reading more from her for sure. What a beautiful picture too. She's really a beautiful lady. And what a wonderful write. So thank you so much for contributing this to our show tonight. And what will be our next poem, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have A Sensuous Darkness by Marriott Dark. And Ed, would you go ahead, please, and give that a read?
Yes. A Sensuous Darkness. I love the simmering nature of your nakedness in the fiery balance between darkness and a heartbeat. Just as whispers and sighs map those contours, where secrecy and passion and expediency lie, you unfurl not unlike a leaf at midnight. These are the markers, neon illuminations of your sensuality, carrying its inner light inside the heart of a masquerade, as rapturous as any fragrance, emulating you still, rising from the earth, infusing me with your fertile scent. Even directionless as I am, you're a beacon to me, a guiding hand to soothe like a balm, uncomplicated as waves lapping on a shore. Where I have founded among you shoals, and I luxuriate among your waters as you cover me in salt-saturated kisses. End poem.
Wonderful read, Ed. Again, amazing. And, this is amazing. Deep poem by Myriad Dark. He really brings out, all the points there of sensuality. These are the markers, neon illuminations of your sensuosity, carrying its inner light inside the heart of a masquerade. And then even directionless as I am, you're a beacon to me. I just love his reference also to the waves lapping on a shore. You know, it's like she's there. She's a calming. She calms him. She's uncomplicated. And, she finds a kind of peacefulness. That's what I found out of this poem. I felt What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is beautiful. Brilliant imagery and metaphors. I like the, I don't know, there's something about the impact of this rite. Like it has a gentleness to it, and yet at the same time, there's a wildness, and I like that, especially like you can see the wildness in as rapturous as any fragrance emulating, you still rising from the earth, infusing me with your fertile scent. And I really did like, even directionless as I am, you're a beacon to me. You know, first of all, that somebody is the light. I think of the whole idea of somebody being a light in your life. But I also think of the whole idea of a woman who isn't afraid to give directions, either by moaning at the right times or just, you know, telling him, yes, that's it. That's the right spot. You got it. I just truly believe I do. I'm a big component, not a component, but what's the right word? I just really truly believe that us women should not be afraid to speak up in bed and say what we like. And it made me think of the whole idea of having that type of woman as a lover, but also, you know, appreciation of her emotional beauty as well. I mean, this is just a stunning rite and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. And, you know, I totally agree, you know, and lovemaking is so much more fulfilling when you do say what you like, what you want, and it's a real turn on, you know, and you know, men can do it too. I like that, and you know, I'll do it too. So I agree, Pam. Full, you know, I echo what you say. And Ed, what did you think?
It was very sensuous. Love and desire, very deep right with nice metaphors. The stanza, I think everyone agrees, the last sentence, not unlike a leaf at midnight. So they're opened up. They're there with nature, opened up with love. They're not afraid of their love. They're not afraid of hiding it. They're there because they want to be there. And that's what I feel from this rite.
Wow, that's a great observation. Yeah, not unlike a leaf. You unfurl, not unlike a leaf at midnight. Wow, that's a great observation. Yeah, right in that line, you see it all there, you know. The opening up to one another in the love making. Great, great observation, Ed.
Thank you.
And yeah, that was an awesome comment. And Pam, what will be our next rite?
Our next rite will be Hear Me by Weaver of Dreams. And we have a SoundCloud for that.
I am here. I stand at your window. How long will you ignore that I am not a demon, I am a nymph? Alone in the forest till you found me. If you leave me, I will be as nothing, a drifting nebulous mist with no form. My whisper, dark, smooth, seductive, melted your heart, awoke your ardor. What has changed, my love? I am me. The fire is still intense, a scorching heat. It laps the shores of mist and memories, ignites the blood with lust and longing. Unable to resist, lips and tongue sliding o'er skin, demanding more. Light and dark combine, hence a silver shard that whirls within the vortex. Pain can be hard to define. Is it a reward of punishment. Come with me. Explore it.
What a wonderful write by Weaver of Dreams. Wow. And my whisper dark, smooth, seductive, melted your heart, awoke your our order. What has changed, my love? I am me. The fire is still intense, a scorching heat. It laps the shores of mist and memory, unites the blood with lust and longing. She goes into hot places in this one, and unable to resist, lips and tongue sliding over skin, demanding more. Well done, Kate. Bravo. Wonderful. Sensual, right? And what did you think, Ed?
Oh, her voice really made this poem very sensuous and a little bit erotic. I thought it was very beautiful and seductive. It's a hunger that they have. That they want to be rewarded, if it's going to be rewarded or a punishment. So it's almost like, they are apart, but they want to be together, do everything in each stanza that they want to love. So it's almost like taking a chance from the last lines that I see here. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I'm sorry. Kate, I'm going to have to go and, my cat was meowing at the window. And she was meowing so loud. I hope you didn't hear that. But I was listening to it, but, I'm going to have to listen to this over again, and be able to comment further on Kate's poem. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Well, thankfully, Kate has one of those voices that is worth listening to over again.
Oh, yes, sure.
Right? I mean, so many of those voices, but she definitely has a beautiful reading voice. Oh, this is wonderful, dark sensuality. And I like that she delves into the realm of mythology. And the first stanza really brings that sense of desperation, of longing. Like you can just imagine this nymph falling madly in love and standing at this window and saying, how long will you ignore that I am not a demon? I am a nymph alone in the forest till you found me. If you leave me, I will be as nothing. It's like the, and that seems to be in the nature of nymphs in the stories that I've read and the mythologies that I've read, is that once they do fall in love, they can't let go. That person abandoning them is like losing a lifeline. And she definitely does bring in the heat. The fire is still intense, a scorching heat. It laps the shores of mist and memories, ignites the blood with lust and longing. This creature has been set ablaze by like this deep erotic passion for their lover. So wonderful tale and very well done. Are you on mute, Naomi?
Oh, yes. I unmuted myself, and then I muted myself again. Oh, my gracious.
My
and,
and usually what I'll do is it happens to me, I'll mute and unmute myself multiple times, and I'll be like cussing myself out because...
Oh, yeah, so if your finger goes faster than your mind. Wonderful, right? But from Kate, and like I said, you know, when I'm judging the contest, I'm going to take the time to reread, to listen to the SoundCloud. And, you know, thank you so much for sending in a SoundCloud, Weaver of Dreams, and just a message to everybody. You know, if you can't call in to read your poem, the next best thing is sending in a SoundCloud, and that way we get to hear your poetry in your voice, and it's just so so much more fulfilling and wonderful experience. So thank you so much, Kate. And I see Ed had to go, so good night, Ed. And thank you so, so much for calling in. That was so appreciated. And what do we have up next, Pam?
We have Return to Me, which is a collaboration between Stelina and Silvana Five. And we have a recording for that.
Return to me. Did I dream you once were mine and held me close like we were one? Do you bring sunshine into her life as you once did with me? It's in your eyes. I see it. I know you so well. I hold your heart. Drinking your morning coffee, briefcase in hand. I'll be home late tonight. Your voice betrays you. As you kiss my cheek, your fragrance lingers. I listen to your fading footsteps. Bodies entwined in silken sheets, murmurs of ecstasy, pulses pounding. Sounds of your imagined lovemaking explode in my brain. I stand alone in a desert of deceit, tears stinging my soul, pain piercing my body like shards of broken glass, as I whisper, my love, return to me.
Return to me, to the U-shaped hollow within my heart that echoes with the call of your name. In the still of night, when you slip into my waking dreams, is when I miss you most. I envy her easiness of years, the warm familiarity of your body in the first blush of dawn. Each time you leave, with your caresses etched upon my wanting flesh, my soul cleaves a little more to yours. The more we share, the more I want, until these stolen hours become insufficient to fill the void of your absence. Magical, carefree nights when only you and I exist in the world fall away. Then you walk out of the door, and once again I am swallowed by the mediocrity of my life, until you return to me once more.
Wow, what a beautiful, you know, collaboration between two sisters, Silvana and Stelina. Wow, I was just like transported elsewhere, you know, with their two voices. I don't know if I was just listening to the sweet, you know, tone of their voices, or if I was really reading. But, you know, oh, wow, this just transported me elsewhere. You know, what melancholy, you know, and haunting feeling in throughout this whole poem. And, you know, it just like, you know, she says, I'm swallowed by the mediocrity of my life until you return to me once more. But I was totally swallowed up in their voices as they read and, you know, the lines of these poem, this wonderfully written poem. Wow. Both parts are equally beautiful. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Oh my goodness, yes, this is a wonderful collaboration. They both have amazing reading voices. The back and forth between the two parts, the heartache, the emotional impact, the sense of longing. I really like bodies entwined in silken sheets, murmurs of ecstasy, pulses pounding, sounds of your imagined love making explode in my brain. I stand alone in a desert of deceit. And you just, man, you know, the sensuality in those lines, but also when she brings in, I stand alone in a desert of deceit. It really makes you think of the emptiness that this person is experiencing in their life because they can't have their love with. And the second part, I have to say, I really like my soul cleaves. I love the use of the word cleaves. A little more to yours. The more we share, the more I want until these stolen hours become insufficient to fill the void of your absence. You know, there's just that whole idea of not having enough time with a person. You know, I have to say that this is a wonderful, wonderful, romantic and sensual and a great collaboration between the two sisters. So very well done.
Absolutely. I agree. Agree wholeheartedly. Wonderful collaboration. Wonderful SoundCloud. Wonderful voices. And a great addition to the show tonight. So thank you. Thank you so much, Delina and Sylvana. And Pam, where are we headed next?
Up next, we have prompt number 2, Art Poetry by the Warrior Poet. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read, please.
Okay, so my teardrops fall for you. I miss your touch. I will love you forever. I miss you so much. I sleep with your painting and simply dream of you. Why did God take you away, leaving me here to pay? What did I do wrong? Take me with you. Take me home. Don't leave me. I love you. Please, I love you. End poem. And what a wonderful write by the Warrior Poet. You know, what a wonderful plea, you know, heartfelt, you know, desperate cry for, you know, somebody who's lost a loved one and a plea for, you know, to be with them again. And yeah, this is, you know, it's almost desperation here. And I love the formatting, you know, it's like in the shape of a teardrop there that's falling. Wonderfully, wonderful entry into the contest. And what did you think, Pam?
You know what? I have to agree about the shaping. I really like how he made the shape, like, as you said, into a teardrop to represent the pain and the emotion felt. It's a beautiful heartfelt write on suffering loss and wondering why it is that you have to go through this loss, wondering if perhaps the blame lays somewhere on yourself. So great write and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. And where are we going next?
All right, let's see here. Good question. All right, here we go.
Oh, I don't have $10 on me, though.
Right? That's because you spent it all in the first half hour of the show, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, up next we have At the Midnight Hour by Robert Polsky. And it goes like this. Under the moonlight at midnight, you lie down below the surface between the naked satin sheets, dream curled up in the blue duvet. Your hand is daydreaming beneath the fabric of your floral panties, hunger for night thick with lust and romance and wine and naked kisses. And here I come, the feather brush, to tease you in the right places, glide across your skin, reach your rose-wet cave, sending wild bolts of temptation. Watch your eyes twinkle, drive you crazy, take you to the forbidden places, make your sensual dreams come to life. I read your moan verses as fingers explore, extract your juices with my probing tongue, draw maps on you with dissecting hands, thirst to ingest all your lusting groans, then crawl inside you to stay there forever, write alive poems of the ardent ache. Then we burrow in close, two bodies releasing one breath, wrap arms and legs over and under each other, coil and tuck in each other's sweat, cool off, lay breathless, waiting to resurface. End poem.
Oops, I was on mute, sorry. Oh, wow, he didn't hold back anything in this poem. Oh, my gracious. That was very so sensual, this rite. And, two bodies releasing one breath. That is an amazing line. And coil and tuck in each other's sweat, cool off, lay breathless, waiting to resurface. It's like that time after, you're made love and you're just laying there tucked into each other's arms. I love that part, the part after the love making. But the way he describes the love making, wow, just amazing. Very, very sensual, very erotic even, wonderful right here by Robert Polsky. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is, let me make sure I'm off mute. Yes, I am. This is a wonderful sensual write by Robert Polsky. I have to say that, I've always enjoyed and appreciated Robert's poetry, but I think this one is the most absolutely erotic that I have seen from him. And he must have really been inspired by the prompt. Either that or he's got somebody in his life that's really inspiring him. It is absolutely wonderful. I like how it starts out with the idea of her being alone in bed and him joining her. And I really like where he says, and here I come, the feather brush to tease you in all the right places, glide across your moans. I also really like, I read your moan verses as fingers explore, and then we burrow in close, two bodies releasing one breath, wrap arms and legs over and under each other. It's as you were saying, it's that after moment, like we have the before, the during, and the after, and that after moment has such a wonderful sense of really just getting lost in each other. So stunning erotic and sensual rite, and very well done.
Yeah, and the line, I meant to say that. That line there, then crawl inside you to stay there forever. Write alive poems of the ardent ache. That's an awesome line. The alive poems of the ardent ache. Great, great metaphor there. And so well done. So bravo, Robert Polsky. You say Polsky, eh? Polsky, Robert Polsky. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have I Tried Not Loving You by Garden Delights. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay, Garden Delights. Oh, wow. I love her writing. I tried not loving you. I never meant to love you. Hadn't intended for a flame to erupt. Yet here am I, a blaze, ignited at the mercy of whispers and that deep, addictive rumble of your voice. You set your kindling well beneath my skin, laid your plans where few could see. Oh, how you nurtured your little seedlings, brought them cockle shells and Spanish bluebells, tiny sea sponges, your objet d'art lured me closer in. Lend your wine to my mouth, trace its path with a wandering finger, kiss my neck at its base, cup ardent hands round languid eyes. You stroke the flames of my desire. They lick my sinews, heat my veins, blood boiling in both ears. My world collapses, falling raptly around us till only you exist. How do I resist someone who outshines every diamond at midnight's expanse, steaming into my shilling dreams, scorch me out with your fearless light, brand me with your upturned lips. As I let your gentle strength claim me, I surrender to my obsession of loving you. End poem. What a wonderful, wonderful write by Garden Delight again, my gracious. You know, I love the part where, you know, oh, how you nurtured your little seedlings, brought them cockle shells and Spanish bluebells, tiny sea sponges. Your objet d'art lured me closer in. So all those little art pieces, you know, that he brought her, you know, the just, you know, conquered her heart. But, you know, she was, you stroke the flames of my desire. They lick my sinews, heat my veins, blood boiling in both ears. My world collapses, falling rapidly around us till only you exist. And, you know, when you're passionately in love, you can love someone, like, but to be passionately, totally fallen for somebody, it's quite different. You know, you lose all notion of time and place and reality and just, you know, you're just, and I think she illustrates that so well in this poem. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. And yes, there is that difference between just like having a crush and being madly, passionately in love. And I like how this speaks on, especially in that opening line, I never meant to love you, how we don't always have control over who we fall in love with, or the person, the type of person that we think we're going to fall in love with. That doesn't happen. Instead, it's that unexpected falling in love. I really like this all the way through. The imagery and metaphors is wonderful. The way she desires this person is just, it's romantic. I really like, you set your kindling well beneath my skin, laid your plans where few could see. So it's not just a surface love, or, you know, a lust. It goes deeper than that. And I also really like, how do I resist someone who outshines every diamond in midnight's expanse, streaming into my chilling dreams, escort me out with your fearless light. There's something in this, and I'm not saying it's his style exactly, but there's something in the romantic lines and the chosen imagery and the sense of admiration that makes me think of a Pablo Neruda write. I really think he's captured that kind of essence, of someone who is so devoted to somebody in such a fierce and passionate way. So wonderful, right? And very well done.
And I heard you say he is Garden Delights a guy or a woman or a man?
Garden Delights is a woman, and if I said he it was by accident. Oh no, I said he because I was talking about Pablo Neruda. When I said he,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I was there. Oh my gracious! All these years, I thought I was, you know. This was a woman, and I was pretty sure. And this, is this like a man, you know? But no, it's Garden Delights. And, you know, I have to agree with everything you said. Yeah, it does have that charm and that way of writing, you know, that's a similar. And so a wonderful, wonderful addition tonight. And what is our next write, Pam?
Our next write is, oh, all right, never mind. We'll ignore that one because it's not around anymore. So I'll take it off of Late Night Poets, and then I'll where is it? Oh, there we go. And then I'll go grab another one. So, all right, let's see. I tell you, Naomi, you are going to have quite the job trying to judge this contest, because there is some definite real beauties within this.
Oh, yeah. I'll get your help, Pam. I'll get your help.
Well, I will definitely be glad to give you my opinions. Of course, keep in mind that I think all the poems are wonderful, but, you know, somebody has to place. So,
yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
It's always a
tough
job.
I know. Yeah, it is. I'm gracious. Yeah.
All right. And up next, we have Midnight Express by Fran Marie. Midnight thoughts of you race through my veins like burning, untamed winds of passion fired up. Tongues touch, sparks begin, fingers feel and seek, exploring every inch of skin, leading into temptation. Desire seeps beneath layers of lustful sweat. Lust and love cross each line. Body heat pours from rushing pores, sending smoke signals, wanting more of love divine. Arousal climbs to dizzy heights, an intoxicated high, mingles with each drop of sweat, not wanting this torrid night to end just yet. My sweet taboo, you're sweeter than sin. as your passion peaks hot, fever pitched and overflowing. I drown in sensual delight of your midnight express. End poem.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful read, Pam. And I just love the idea of a midnight express, that metaphor of being somebody being a midnight express. I don't know. It just makes me, laugh. But, you know, from the right, he didn't seem that expressive, you know, that because express in, I don't know if it's the same in French or in English, but, in French, express is, you know, you're quick, you're fast. Is it the same in English?
Well, Yeah, it is. I think it has multiple meanings, though, doesn't it? Like, if you express something, you know.
Okay.
It has to do with how you present it, but express, like the express train. Like, the Midnight Express would be the train that comes through quickly, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But he doesn't seem to be so quick here, you know, because, you know, the tongues touch, the fingers feel, the exploration, you know, and yeah, it doesn't seem to be that expeditive or, you know, fast. But I guess he does roam through to her bedroom every midnight. I guess that's it. And wonderful, wonderful lines. You know, arousal climbs to dizzy heights, and the intoxicated high. Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful line there. You know, to be dizzy, to climb into dizzy heights, and intoxicating high, to be high on lovemaking, or high on just devouring the body of another, you know, being together. I like that part. And, you know, beautifully written and so well done. Bravo, Fran Marie. And what did you think, Pam?
Well, first of all, I have to agree with you. There is definitely no wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, going on here. They are definitely making sure to take their time. And I like this, though. It does have that feeling of, you know, somebody that you call when, you know, I don't know what they call them in Canada, but, you know, like a booty call.
Yep,
it has that booty call feel, but the imagery and metaphors is wonderful. It's a great take on that prompt. I really like tongues touch, sparks begin, fingers feel and speak, exploring every inch of skin. And I did find that end line very smile-inducing. I drown in sensual delight of your midnight express. I also really like the arousal climbs to dizzy height, and intoxicated high mingles with each drop of sweat. You know, just a wonderful imagery all the way through, and truly a powerful write on seduction. So very well done.
Oh, for sure. And thank you so much for the write. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right, up next we have Touching by Forgotten Dream. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read.
I'm blessed tonight because I got Garden Delight, and now I'm getting Forgotten Dream. Oh, my gracious. Okay, Touching. I wait for obsidian skies to arrive, bejeweled with stars winking as if they are in on the nature of the hour. Closing amorous eyes, I recall your golden smile shining, full lips parting to reveal even rows of marble teeth. a warmth blooms across my body. You are nestled deep inside, long fingers twisting around the vault of my rib cage, palms cradled, rearranging our organs, slipping into all the vacant spaces. The crux of you flows through veins like curving rivers that feed my ecosystem, movements mirroring and laughs infused with your rich baritone. My hands lightly graze down sternum between the valley of rounded breath, spreading across the plane of abdomen, reaching the place where we can still connect. End poem. Oh, yes. My job. Yeah, what did you think, Pam, of this, right?
Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely stunning. I really appreciate and admire her writing and how she really seems to always write about a deep connection between two people, a physical and emotional connection. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. I really especially like you are nestled deep inside, long fingers twisting around the vault of my rib cage, palms cradle, rearranging organs, slipping into all the vacant spaces. And I really like how slipping into all the vacant spaces represents the idea of how you can feel emotionally empty, like you feel like no one's ever going to truly love or understand you. And then along comes someone who does. I also really like movements mirroring and laughs infused with your rich baritone. You know, of course, you know, there's something about a man who is willing to laugh with you and has that rich baritone voice, that rich baritone laugh that is really just so seductive. So wonderful, right, all the way through, and very well done.
Off mute is better, Naomi. And yeah, you know, and she does it in such a brilliant and a creative way, like the, you know, like rearranging organs, that line that you just recited there, Pam, rearranging organs, slipping into all the vacant spaces. You know, I never saw that before. You know, that's very creative. That's the originality right on the page right there. That's awesome. And the crux of you flows through veins like curving rivers that feed my ecosystem, movements mirroring and laughs infused with a rich baritone. You know, feed my ecosystem. Oh, wow. You know, the curving rivers that feed my ecosystem. That's unique. That's so amazing. So wonderful, right, by Forgotten Dreams. And, you know, just amazing, amazing write again. Another one tonight. Oof. And where are we going next, Pam?
We have Your Sly, Crooked Smile by Gary Rubin. Not all smiles are straight. Your shamrock green eyes drank the twinkle of midnight stars, a sly, crooked silver sliver of moon smile hung beneath the soft features of your face. Inebriated, you slid your fingers in, twined with mine, placed an orange blossom scented kiss, then led us down to the French Riviera shoreline, demanded that I strip and make love with you in the Mediterranean. Your silk dress slipped off your buttercream naked body, as waves lapped rhythmically, the rolling sound of surf meeting sand muffled your moans. exhausted and faded, eyes closed, but the crooked smile snuck back onto your face. That smoky, graveled voice breathlessly promised our love would sail to discover the other six seas. End poem.
Oh, I like this. The crooked gravel, the crooked smile snuck back onto your face. So it's like a devilish smile, and he's promising that they'll make love, you know, all over the other six seas. Wow, this is amazing. So I get that title, Your Sly Crooked Smile. She brings it all together in that last line there. And I love this, how it makes us travel, you know, to the French Riviera shoreline, you know, to the Mediterranean. I like the line, your silk dress slipped off your buttercream naked body. You know, it's like it just slipped off. That's just beautiful. And as waves lapped rhythmically, this rolling sound of surf meeting sand muffled your moans. There's something, I don't know, literal about that, or lyrical about those lines. I don't know. It's like kind of like music there, and it's beautiful. So what a wonderful write by Gary Rubin this is. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this was definitely a beautiful write by Gary. You know, I'm really not much of a fan of the beach, I have to admit, but I think if I had an interaction like this, I might be. I really like how he brings in the title, The Sly Crooked Smile. So there's that little bit of imperfection, but as you were mentioning, there's also that mischievousness. I really like the imagery in this. And how it says, inebriated, you slid your fingers entwined with mine, placed an orange blossom scented kiss, then led us down to the French Riviera shoreline. I think it's nice that he brought in the orange blossom scented kiss, because it brings in more of the sense than just touch or seeing, but rather inhaling somebody's breath, you know, and really wonderful use of imagery and some slight alliteration, like with the surf meeting, the rolling sound of surf meeting sand muffled your moans. Beautiful sensuality and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful, right? And I can't believe that you're not a fan of the beach.
I'm not. I hate the feeling of sand. I do.
Yeah. Well, from a bit of experience, it's not the place for love making. That's for sure. You know, you get sand up everywhere, though, up those places that you don't want. But you know, I love the ocean. Oh my gracious! Well, you know, of course, I grew up next to the ocean. Yeah, I grew up. Yeah,
those places that we connect with. Me, I would rather be lost in the middle of the woods than be dealing with sand from the beach at the bottom of my feet. I just, you know, I don't know why. It's a weird thing about me.
Okay, so where do we go next, Pam?
Well, up next we have Thinking of You Tonight, a collaboration between Easy Writer and Heavenly Angel. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, Thinking of You Tonight. There's a beautiful sunset, sweetheart, tonight. I'd like to think you're watching it, too. Oh, how I miss you holding me tight. Most of all, I miss just being with you. I just close my eyes tightly as darkness starts to fall and imagine you, my love, are right here with me. I love you with my heart and soul, my all, and I'm thinking of you constantly. Babe, the nights are the hardest for me to bear. Nothing can compare to this love we share. When I first glanced upon your lovely face, right then I knew no one could ever take your place. I, too, think of you every night, every day, and I'm missing you more than words can ever say. In just one more week, my journey will be through, and I'll spend every beautiful sunset, darling, with you. End poem. Wow, beautiful rhythm and rhyme throughout this poem. And you know, and it's in straightforward language, you know, just so authentic, as if, you know, it's really written by two lovers who are sending love notes to one another, you know, because you wouldn't use, like, to, well, you know, maybe in the past times, or if you're really, I don't know, you have time, you'd use big fancy metaphors. But, you know, in the text, it's as if it's, you know, like text or short messages that are sent back and forth, you know, the language that is used. And it's so wonderfully done, you know, with the rhythm, the rhyme, and it's so captivating. Just pulls you in to their story, their love story here. So I really enjoyed this one. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is a beautiful collaboration. You know, both of them are wonderful rhyming poets, I have to say. And I've seen them write together before a lot, and they really work well together. The straightforward language, the rhyme, it all just coordinates so well. And I really like how romantic this is and how there's such a wonderful sense of connection. You know, it's truly beautiful writing done by both of them. And, you know, I just, like I said, it's all about the connection, all about the love. That idea of taking that journey together and wanting to be together. So great write and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful collaboration between these two poets. And thank you so, so much for, Heavenly Angel and Easy Writer for this write. Just amazing. And what will be our next write, Pam?
Our next write is Memory by Moonlight by Bill Schiller. Between distant memory and persistent dream, I see our waking, our walking. Let me start that over again and put myself in better light. Here we go. Between distant memory and persistent dream, I see our walking in field. Lightning bugs flashed as straw stalks snapped, our heels passing slowly beneath night sky. You begged me to stay as other demands screamed blind, like bird loss of wings for flying, with weeping for speaking and seeking answers. You struggled to know the reasons why I stumbled on without goodbye or benefit of greater time. The minutes afflicted too soon. Hope fell to history like dust swept away by knowing broom. The night tortured and twitches like witches casting horrid spells. My dreams became as demons feeding death by dirty spoon. And there beneath the stars, the dark dimmed into dismal gloom. And I always think of you when I look up to a yellow moon between what I sense and the loneliness I know. I see your eyes in the dark, remembering luster of their glow. and poem.
Wow, that was a wonderful read, Pam. Not an easy piece to read, you know. Wow, the wordplay in this is just amazing. The turn of phrases, you know, is so well done. And, yeah, and I love that ending. Oh, wow. Between, you know, and I always think of you when I look up at to the yellow moon, between what I sense and the loneliness I know, I see your eyes in the dark, remember, ring, luster of their glow. Yeah, you know, this is you know, like a very economic write. There's not, you know, a lot of words. You know, like a or the or, you know, the in it, those little, what do you call it? I'm an English teacher. Those little words there.
Delia
that
would know that. Yeah, she's, I have to say, I think she's an English teacher.
Well, in French, they're called déterminants, but in English, anyway. You know, the way he turned the phrases, some of the phrases around, I just, you know, I really liked it. And, you know, of course, the flow of the whole write and the rhythm of it, just beautifully done. And so bravo, Bill. And what did you think, Pam?
This is great, a wonderful rhyme. It really had an emotional impact to it. The way it speaks on what was once love that became this kind of almost like a hatred for each other, or maybe not a hatred, but a misunderstanding of each other. And then, you know, as distance happens, and you're no longer with that person, and you remember the good parts about them, like the way their eyes sparkled, you know, and looking up at the stars and thinking of the time, or looking up at the moon and thinking of the time that you spent together, but also trying to remind yourself of the reasons why you ended up parting and going separate ways. So great write and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. You know, very relatable write, I think, to everyone. And so well done, Bill, and thank you so, so much for sharing with us. Amazing write tonight. And Pam, what will our next write be?
Our next write will be In My Mind by Bush Baby. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay, In My Mind. Come play with me now. Let's make love with words. You finish my fantasies before they are heard. Caressing my willing ear, your desires drive me wild, leaving me wanting more. Like a sweet driven child. Tug it ever so gently, suck it ever so slow, kiss it ever so deeply, softly touch it and blow. As I savor conjured images melting on my eager tongue, my starving mind in ecstasy feeds my body one by one. Come and play with me now. End poem. And what a wonderful by Bush Baby.
Oh,
yeah. No, it was my pause. My fault. I keep forgetting that I'm, you know, leading comments. So that's okay, Pam. I'll let you comment. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is definitely a wonderful write by Bush Baby. I do have to agree. Let me find that. And, all right. Yeah, I really like the title In My Mind and how it leads into the rest of the poem. And the in my mind, come play with me now, let's make love with words. I like how she reminds us that that foreplay, that sexuality and sex is more than just the physical act. It's the words exchanged, the tease offered up. And I like how the phrase, come play with me now, reminds us that the mind can be an erotic playground. I really like, as I savor conjured images melting on my eager tongue, my starving mind in ecstasy feed my body one by one. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. And, you know, feeds my body one by one. And it's so neat that the poem is in a form of a woman, with the curves of a woman. Did you notice that?
You know what? I didn't. I didn't, but I'm glad you pointed that out. Very cool.
Yeah, it's I didn't at first when I was reading it either, but then, you know, when I looked at it as a whole, I said, oh, wow, that's so neat. You know, it's like a woman in one of those little black dresses. You know, and you know, and right in the middle there, that's where she put tuck it ever so gently, suck it ever so slow, kiss it ever so deeply, softly touch it and blow. So that's so I just love that part. And what a wonderful write by Bush Baby. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And where are we going on next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Memories of You by Passion 8. And it goes like this. I close my eyes remembering the black tie you unwound from my throat, your painted nails grazing my chest, your slender fingers slipping inside my crisp white shirt. You leaned in to kiss one nipple and marked me with the imprint of your red lips. You turned as if to leave, fingers reaching for your zip, and the black skirt fell, rustling, turning, your smile widening, dark eyes fixed on mine. End poem.
I love this poem. Yeah, this is like flirtation 101, you know. You turned as if to leave, fingers reaching for your zip, the black skirt fell, rustling, turning, your smile widening, dark eyes fixed on mine. Yeah, that's an invitation if you want one. And yeah, that's amazing. And so what are your thoughts, Pam?
You know, I have to agree with you. I do like the flirtations within this and the sense of the tease. You know, this is a new one to me, Passion 8. I don't think I've read them before, and I look forward to reading more of their poetry. And I like how they keep the memory part in the first two lines, like, I close my eyes remembering. I feel like that fits well with the theme, but at the same time makes it a minimal amount of the poem. So the main idea, like it's great lead-in to the main thought, which is the way that this lover knew how to tease and torment and just to have all the right moves. So wonderful right and very well done.
Absolutely. Love that comment, Pam. And yeah, always awesome to see a new name. And yeah, I hope we see more from this writer, Passion 8. So looking forward to reading much, much more. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. I'm actually going to jump over to the contest to grab the next one, because what I had noticed earlier when I tried to grab Passion's Promise is Right, it gave me Passion's, like it led to Passion's Eights Right. Let me see. Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but it did. But I am going to try to see if it works if I copy it from the contest. So hopefully it will. Let's find out. Otherwise, all poetry is just
being... Oh, no, it doesn't. Yeah, that's weird.
I just got it. Yeah, I just got it posted in... in LNP. Let's see if it works.
Okay.
It does work now. Okay.
It does work. Okay.
Yep. For whatever reason, it wasn't working before, but now it is. So that's good. And we have a Passion's Existence by Passion's Promise. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Awaken at midnight, breath caught, fingertips dance to seductive music playing within my mind, teasingly around nipples base, a braille of passion screams out and I draw circles. I gasp as the thoughts, interpretations are spinning off. I jumpstart my heart with puckered lips, ignite a fire within my soul as lavender fills the air, teasingly, playfully, hungrily. I whisper your name over and over until eyes roll back and eyelids become butterfly wings, fluttering, announcing its passion to the moon. Grasping silk sheets, the moon winks, spreading stars across bare flesh. Harmony beats in a majestic tone as calves tighten, knees tighten, and ankles lock. Your name addresses my heart. Midnight claims the core of one's existence, mine, and poem. Wow. I just love, you know, I love the whole thing. But, you know, there's just, the teasingly around nipples base, a braille of passion screams out and I draw circles. I grasp as the thoughts, interpretations are spinning off. And then I jumpstart my heart. That's awesome. I jumpstart my heart with puckered lips. Start and heart also, you know, the rhythm. You know, the rhythm in that line is awesome. You know, the whole thing flows just together so beautifully. And this is, you know, very, very, very seductive and very sensual all throughout. Beautiful, right? What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is definitely a beautiful, sensual, right? I really like, I jumpstart my heart with puckered lips, ignite a fire within my soul as lavender fills the air, teasingly, playfully, hungrily, I whisper your name over and over until eyes roll back and eyelids become butterfly wings. I really just thought that was wonderful imagery and just an amazing erotic rite and very well done.
Well, absolutely. Bravo, Passion's Promise. We always deliver us such amazing sensual poetry. And what will be our next poem, Pam?
All right. Let me get back to Late Night Poets. And here we go. Being a bit slow. All right.
Slow as good.
No, that's in the situation. In the bedroom? Yes.
Yeah.
When you're in the last 10 minutes of a show and you want to get two rights done, not so much. Right. Well, Up next, we have I Think of You in the Dark by Teresa Strejnikoff. I think of you in the darkness of night, yearning for your tender touch, aching for those luscious lips. As I lay here in bed, all I can do is think of you. Body temperature begins to rise. What is next could be a surprise. The thoughts I have cruising around inside my head makes my cheeks begin to turn red. Things that could never be said will remain a little secret instead. End poem.
Oh, I like this. I think of you in the darkness of night, yearning for your tender touch, aching for those luscious lips. And you know, in the end there, the thoughts I have cruising around inside my head makes my cheeks begin to turn red. Things that could never be said will remain a little secret instead. So, you know, she tells a bit, but, you know, there's a lot that she's not sharing. So, you know, just wonderful, wonderful right here by Teresa. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. I thought this was a wonderful little brevity. You know, and I like how it speaks on those secret desires, you know, and I don't know if it's the secret between two people, or I'm thinking it kind of reads like the whole idea of being in love with someone that you can't be in love with, or you shouldn't be in love with, or desiring somebody that you shouldn't. And, you know, you lay there in bed and you think of them and you know you can never share it with anybody else. But it's just so nice to have those thoughts about them. And I really like, as I lay here in bed, all I can do is think of you. Body temperature begins to rise. What is next could be a surprise. I really thought the question, what is next, and then could be a surprise, really had a nice playfulness to it. So wonderful write and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much, Teresa, for dropping this on the board, you know, as an extra write tonight. So appreciate it. Thank you. And what will be our next write, Pam?
Well, our last write for the night is Desire by Talia R. And go ahead and give that a read, please, Naomi.
Okay. Desire. The very moment our eyes crossed paths, I knew you wanted me in your bed. There was a fire in your eyes and it never cooled. All the time we were chatting, I felt your heart. You touched me, kissed me, and made sweet love to me with your eyes. The feeling was euphoric. Your eyes were burning with passion. Then you kissed me and I returned the favor. This led us to the back of your Jeep. You kissed me everywhere. Places I did not know exist. My entire being was on fire. You gave me more than I bargained for. Intense passion took over. I screamed and begged to be touched and cried for you to stop, then begged you to do it to me one more time. Breath left my body. I died, and then you revived me with kisses and laced my body with love. I became addicted to your touch. I begged and screamed for your touch. This was the moment I did not want to end. Your love was like a drug I wanted more and more of. That night I died and you revived me with your sweet, passionate love. I sang to you, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And that was our wedding song. End poem. Ah, that finishing is just so romantic. Oh my gracious! But you know, this is a write that really, you know, mixes, you know, passion, you know, seductiveness, sensuality, erotic. And romantic, all into one there. So beautiful, right, by Talia. What are your thoughts, Pam?
This is a beautiful and romantic write. I really like the opening line with the very moment our eyes crossed paths, I knew you wanted me in your bed. You know, sometimes you can just feel that instant sensual connection. And I love how this builds up with intensity. Like she brings in the begging and the pleading and just needing their kisses everywhere and needing their touch, and how they the whole idea of becoming addicted to somebody's touch. And I do have to agree that the ending took a nice romantic turn. You revived me with sweet, passionate love. I sing to you, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And that was our wedding song. So here you have a relationship that started out just as sex, and became something more, became two people who wanted to spend their lives together. So wonderful, right? And very well done. And I have to say, Naomi, great show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing poetry for sure. You know, now I have to go back, read them all over again, and ask your help at judging and which ones you liked, and try and work this out together to place these beautiful rites. And so thank you so much for you, Pam, always being there. You're such a wonderful co-host. And thanks also to Ed Hunter. Oh, wow, for phoning in and sharing his time with us, you know, and being there to read some of the rites and read his own rite, which was wonderful. Thank you, Stelina, for being on the board, all your wonderful feedback on the poetry tonight. And, you know, we always appreciate you. And, I love you hanging on the board. And, it's fun to have somebody, you know, on the board, you know. And Pam, do you have any upcoming shows that you'd like to advertise?
Just keep an eye out on all the poetry topic boards and contests put up, our show topic boards and contests put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. Now, for tomorrow, people can join Faziana and Daniel Deschino at 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time for Double Helix. And then they can join myself and Rex at 12:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time for Break On Through. And that will lead us into Friday will be open. Wait, let me think about this. Okay, thinking. Yes. Friday, 10 p.m. show will be Open Poetry with Fill My Eyes and Company. And Saturday's 12:30 a.m. show will be Once Upon a Time with Dexter and myself. And so we definitely have a great lineup of poetry coming up for this week.
Indeed.
Yes.
And for everybody that follows in Brevity Writers and the Keeping It Brief show, I just want to announce briefly that, you know, the show is going to be changed to Mondays, every second week on Mondays at 7 o'clock p.m. So, so that show is changing days and changing hours. So we hope to have you there. And, we hope to have new callers and new writers. And, we hope you'll appreciate the new hour and it'll work out. So thank you, Pam, so much for being here tonight. And thank you, everybody, for writing. It's been a wonderful evening. And good night to everybody. Good night, Pam.
Good night.